And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello. Thank you for joining me today on this mini-sode of Four Women, Four Health. I'm Carly Bigelow, a holistic health practitioner, nationally certified professional aromatherapist, and integrative homeopathy specialist. Today, I'm going to be deep diving into an interesting topic: homeopathy, gut health, mental health, and how they are all connected. But before I do that, I want to just take a moment to talk briefly about my own struggles with gut and mental health that I have experienced with one of my own children. My twins were preemies, and I'm not going to get into many details of that in this episode. But when they were born, one of my twins was diagnosed at 7 days old with necrotizing enterocolitis, which is a serious condition that can affect premature infants. In simple terms, it's a problem with the intestines, where parts of the bowel become inflamed and start to die. For preemies, their intestines are often not fully developed, making them more vulnerable to this condition. NEC usually happens when the baby's intestines can't handle feeding well, leading to inflammation and potential infection. Treatment often involves stopping feedings, providing antibiotics, and sometimes surgery if the damage is severe. Luckily, our daughter didn't have to have surgery, but they did have to stop her feedings for 14 days. And this was really hard for her, and she screamed and she cried almost the entire time because essentially, she thought she was starving because even though she was being fed nutrition through the IV, her stomach never got full. She had round-the-clock IVs and x-rays every few hours, lots and lots of blood draws, and come to find out she had E. coli present in her intestines. But from researching, I found out that E. coli is not usually the direct cause of NEC. Instead, NEC is often associated with an imbalance in the gut flora and a breach in the gut's protective barrier, which can allow harmful bacteria like the E. coli to proliferate and contribute to inflammation and infection. The time spent in the NICU was one of the hardest things me and my husband had to go through. Not knowing what was going to happen to our baby was heartbreaking, but I'll dive deeper into that in another episode. So now here we are 5 years later, almost to the day. As I record this, it is the eve of their fifth birthday, and tomorrow I'll have 2 5-year-olds. Anyways, over the past year or so, I noticed that the twin that was diagnosed with NEC in particularly had been struggling immensely with her behavior. She was frustrated, she was angry, and she was pretty violent towards me and her sisters. She had all of the telltale signs of ADHD also. And that has been a big struggle for me because it's just so hard when you are in the thick of it and not knowing what to do about it. Some days the only thing I could do was walk away and cry, especially when you feel like you've tried everything. But even being a holistic practitioner myself, it's hard when it's your own kids because your feelings get in the way. When I finally realized that maybe something more was going on in a deeper level than just her behavior, realizing this was not normal, I finally reached out to Meg, one of my wonderful co-hosts here, who helped me get past my own feelings and remember how important balancing the gut was. We have been working on balancing out her gut, and since working on this and being more intentional with what she's eating and the supplements she's taking and all of that, I have noticed that she is able to regulate her emotions better, and those severe ADHD symptoms she was experiencing have gotten far and few between. So, looking back at it now, here's this 5-year-old who, from her first week of being outside of my belly, had life-threatening bacteria in her gut, who then struggled with finding a formula that she could take. Both of my twins actually had to be on prescription hypoallergenic formula that we could only order from a pharmacy. She also struggled with chronic yeast diaper rash and infection for 3 years of her life. The doctors prescribed so many creams and medications and steroids, but nothing worked. I started to take matters into my own hands after the 3 years of just going back and forth with this. I actually found out that a topical probiotic spray was the answer. But anyways, her body had been sending us all of these physical signs for so long that it then started sending us all of these signs that she was starting to struggle mentally. So now, with that being said, a lot of the remedies I use are homeopathic. And as an integrative homeopathy specialist, I think it's important to talk about how homeopathy connects both the gut and mental well-being. So first, I want to take a moment to explain what homeopathy is, especially for those unfamiliar with this type of holistic modality. Homeopathy basically is a type of alternative medicine that uses tiny amounts of substances to help treat different problems. The idea is like cures like. So if something causes symptoms in a healthy person, a very diluted version of that substance might help cure those symptoms in a sick person. Remedies are so diluted The risk of toxicity is minimal. They are considered safer than many conventional medications, especially when used under professional guidance. They can even be used alongside conventional treatments. Often, it's used to support overall health and enhance well-being without interfering with other medical treatments. One of the core foundations of homeopathy is to balance overall health, and that can help with both your gut and mental well-being. When utilizing homeopathy, we are trying to restore balance in your vital force. And the vital force is basically like your body's life energy. Homeopathic remedies are chosen based on both physical and emotional symptoms at the same time. But here's where it gets interesting. Gut health and mental health are closely linked through something called the gut-brain axis. And I know my co-host talked about that in the last few episodes, but if you missed it, this basically means what happens in your gut can affect your mood and vice versa. For example, if your gut isn't healthy, it might contribute to anxiety or depression, and if you're stressed, it can make your gut feel worse. Homeopathic remedies can be tailored to support both gut health and mental well-being by addressing the interconnected nature of these aspects. I'm going to give you a small list of remedies here that are commonly used to help balance the gut and support mental health. But honestly, this is a small list, and it doesn't even scratch the surface on how many homeopathic remedies are out there. That's why it's important to work with a homeopathic specialist or homeopath to find the right one for your specific bio-individuality. So Nux Vomica comes to mind. Often used for digestive issues like indigestion, constipation, or nausea, particularly when related to stress or overindulgence. But also, Nux Vomica could help with irritability and stress-related mental fatigue. Another one, Arsenicum album. It's useful for symptoms of food poisoning, diarrhea, and stomach flu. It's particularly helpful when symptoms are accompanied by anxiety or restlessness. Arsenicum album also addresses anxiety and feelings of insecurity, which can be linked to gut disturbances. Lycopodium helps with bloating and gas and digestive discomfort, and it's often chosen when these symptoms are accompanied by anticipatory anxiety or lack of confidence. Lycopodium also supports confidence and helps alleviate anxiety related to digestive issues. Now, pulsatile Pella is another one. This one helps with digestive issues such as feeling of fullness and nausea, and it's particularly useful when symptoms are variable and changeable. Pulsatilla also supports emotional changes, moodiness, and a desire for comfort and reassurance. Chamomilla, though, is useful for digestive complaints like diarrhea and colic, especially in children, and it's used when symptoms are accompanied by irritability and restlessness. But chamomilla also helps with moodiness and irritability, particularly when digestive issues are affecting overall comfort. Thank you so much for joining me today on this journey through homeopathy, gut health, and mental well-being. I hope that my personal story and the insights into homeopathic remedies have shed light on how these elements are intricately connected and how they can be harmonized for better health. Remember, homeopathy offers a gentle and holistic approach, but it is crucial to consult with a specialist to tailor treatments to your unique needs. If you found this episode helpful, please consider subscribing and sharing it with others who might benefit. Until next time, take care of your gut, your mind, and your overall well-being.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.